Ciao, and welcome to the Frontier Space Podcast, a dialogue about how space technology and exploration are transforming our solar system.
Good afternoon, Ayman. Welcome to the Frontier Space Podcast.
Thank you so much, Cole. Thank you for inviting me here today. I'll be ready to discuss with you whatever questions you have.
Yeah. How are your holidays over there in Cairo?
Good. We are doing very good, and we have tomorrow starting the holidays. Yes.
Wonderful. Wait, I was noticing you have some interesting research publications there, and quite a interesting career in satellite communications and engineering and remote sensing. Could you share more about how you got involved in that?
Yeah, sure. I got my PhD at 2013 in communication engineering for satellite communication especially. And I have a postdoctoral degree from Kitty Kyushu Institute of Technology from Japan. I have also a Master of Business Administration from Islaska, France. I started my first project in Egypt, which is funded by Ministry of Higher Education and Scientific Research. And this project ended by 2015. I think this project gave me a lot of experience to develop a space system. It was very beginning of my career. And I have acquired a patent on this project. And I have made some publication regarding to the development of a space computer system, which can be used for onboard satellites. I continued my projects, and I have been involved in many space system developments. Especially, we have developed the first Egyptian CubeSat, which have been launched in 2019, and it's followed by another one. This CubeSat is totally made in Egypt. Also, I have been participating in the African Union Space Working Group, which is aiming to develop the first ever African space policy and African space strategy. And we have spent around 3 years in this work trying to investigate how we can develop something for Africa that can try to develop a lot of subsystems and satellite systems and ecosystems that can leverage the level of living on African people.
It's very exciting. And I was noticing some of your studies there on the effects of space plasma on oxide coatings. And
yes, this one we have started only a few months ago. We are trying to develop another satellite that can measure the space plasma and the ionosphere characteristics in the Lee orbit. And this one is very important issue for us as we are trying to make the linkage between the effect of climate change effect in the atmosphere. The African countries mostly suffer from climate change effects. And this one is very important for us to study.
Nice. You and your team must have been quite excited when the African Union, passed the legislation in 2017.
Yes.
And approved Egypt as the host country for the African Space Agency.
Yes, we have participated in the African Union Space Working Group to develop the African Space Policy and African Space Strategy. And we started this around 2014 or 2013. We spent 3 years in this process. And ultimately, we concluded that we need an African Space Agency. And this African Space Agency is actually an arm for the African Union Commission or African Union, which is led by the head of these states in Africa. So the African Space Agency is belonging to the African Union. And each country participating in the African Union will be a member of the African Space Agency. So the African Space Agency actually is mandated to develop the African Space Program, and the African Space Program is the drive. And this can be a very potential for African countries to make use of space and its application. So we have the African Space Policy and the African Space Strategy, which have been adopted by the heads of states 2016. And then the African Space Agency now is going to be activated very soon, which is responsible to implement this policy and this strategy. We have in Africa a lot of countries that has already started a space program, like, as you may know, Egypt, Algeria, South Africa, Ghana, Morocco. We have also Gabon. We have also as well Uganda. They are going to start a space system development, like a cube satellites. We have Kenya as well. So we have a lot of countries in Africa that try to start their own space program to develop their capacity, where the African Space Agency is going to make use of these resources, especially in the human resources, which is the calibers. As we know also that a lot of African calibers is suffering from the brain drain. So we have the problem of brain drain in Africa. I think the African Space Agency will take care of this issue. And
wonderful. And how soon or what year do you think the African Space Agency or will be operational?
I understand your question, but the African Space Agency now as a headquarter is already being built in Egypt. And I think it's within a few months will be completed and finished. The building itself will be a huge building, very state of the art, with equipment, a lot of equipment that can enable the staff to work and to the work in a proper way. We have also a huge area which is dedicated for the African Space Agency headquarters. And maybe by the quarter two of the next year, the facility will be ready to receive the delegate from African countries, from the African Union Commission, to start the work. Meanwhile, the activation and real activation of this agency will be done when the African Union Commission assigns the team and the director of the agency. And we are trying now to establish a very good connection between us and the African Union Commission to organize how we can move forward in this and how we can start activating the agents.
Awesome. And it sounds like AFSA or ASA might be a good acronym. I think in the world's gravitating.
I'm not sure about the naming yet because we have a lot of naming. So maybe AFSAS or something like this can be good abbreviation for the agency. But we will wait for the African Union Commission to determine this issue.
You mentioned initially you guys are focusing on, you know, Earth and the geospatial data collected from remote sensing satellites and with a potential like a CubeSat program and the ecosystem in low Earth orbit.
Yes. So you know that the recent trend for the space technology is the miniaturization of the systems. So the new trend actually depends on the nanosatellite systems and the cube satellites. This is driven by, thank you for the new technology which can miniaturize the microchips, the memories and the optics and the electronics as well. So I think this trend will be a very a promoting issue and a reliable solution for the African space countries and agencies, because building a very huge satellite costs a lot, not from the financial point of view, but from the infrastructure, from the human capacity needed to develop these systems. The African space program is based on four pillars. First one is the Earth observation, which can serve a lot of applications and challenges in Africa, not only for the Earth imaging, but also for different types of imaging like multispectral and hyperspectral as well. Also, the second one is the communication satellite, which can provide a very reliable solution for the rural areas communication, which has a lot of application like electronic e-medicine and education. And this can solve a lot of issues regarding to the development on the ground. The third pillar is the navigation systems, which can provide a reliable and sustainable solution for the transportation across African countries. The fourth one is the space science, and space science, we can find a lot of African countries, especially in South Africa, can find a lot of activities related to space science and investigation of the stellar systems and astronomy as well. So I think this issue can be a very good solution in Africa.
Wonderful. And you mentioned each country in Africa can be a member. We were wondering, what are the minimum requirements to be a member of AFSA, and how did an agency in Africa become involved as a member?
By default, any country that is member of the African Union can be a member, or it's already a member in the African Space Agency. So we don't have a specific requirement or certain application to be used for the membership of the African Space Agency.
You may consider having some sort of expectations from the member countries to be involved, to really incentivize more participation. We're also wondering, how you guys plan to develop and your annual budget to support your activities and that of the African people.
Yes, the financial resource is a matter of concern here, because during our discussion for the building and the activation of the African Space Agency, the financial model was a very debatable one. And we have looked and studied a lot of models like the European Space Agency, for example, and the Asian one as well. We can see that a lot of financial models can be applied for the African Space Agency. That's why the African Space Agency is under the umbrella of the African Union. The African Union, of course, have a financial resources, which is coming from each member state.
Excellent. Yeah, imagine it's, the kind of the global space industry has an important role to play in helping enable and establish and also sponsor AFSA and your activities that you guys and systems and technology you guys develop. I would imagine there's a lot of knowledge and research and IP and technology that can also be passed on and transferred to AFSA.
I think in this arena, the major players in the space industry in Africa will have to contribute together to make the leverage of the level, especially for the capacity building and calibers in other African countries. Because, for example, if you look to the African countries, you can have Algeria, South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt. Also, you can find major players that are willing to get into the space market in Africa. It's come to my mind that we have in 2019, Egypt has announced the project called African Development Satellite. So the African Development Satellite project is the project which have been announced in TICAD, which is a conference between African leaders and in Tokyo and Tokyo government. And this also have been announced in ALC African Leadership Conference 2019. We came to the project and we thought that these teams, technical teams, can collaborate together to exchange the information, to make exchange of the knowledge. So we can find a team which is very brilliant in mechanics, of, for example, another one in the software, another one in the hardware, electronics, something like this. So I think the African Development Satellite can be a pilot project for the collaboration between the African countries. We have also provided the training for the teams from Kenya, Uganda, Nigeria, and Sudan in Cairo here. It was around 4 months ago.
Wonderful. Sounds like you guys are up to some great things. Everything, you know, working remote, I think it's a perfect time for what you're doing and to build a team. How involved do we think the Egyptian Space Agency and government will be in establishing and operating AFSA? And how involved would the Egyptian government or army be involved as well?
During the call for tender, which have been announced by the African Union, Egypt introduced an offer to host the agency, and we have dedicated a specific and separate budget for the agency from to support the agency, to support the startup phase of the agency, and this budget will be allocated from the Egyptian government, especially to the agency to facilitate its early operational work. And this can be a very supportive financial resource for the agency to start its operation. During the operation, the African Space Agency headquarters is already few meters away from the headquarters of the Egyptian Space Agency. So I think a lot of ideas can be exchanged together. A lot of support can be provided for the agency from our government.
And very exciting. So look forward to hearing how things develop. And
Sure.
Next year and over the years. We're also wondering when, do we think the human spaceflight program would start in any given year?
In Africa?
With AFSA.
Okay. I don't think that the human spaceflight will be coming soon in the African Space Agency. The human spaceflight from Africa may take some time to be active, and I think this can be a medium term to long-term objective for the agency itself.
I think 2025 is a good aspirational goal.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yes. Yeah, imagine along the lines of the information exchange and knowledge transfer and technology transfer, helping create an exchange program for African leaders, to learn about that knowledge and technology and then bring it back to Africa and the space agencies, and really implement and learn from NASA and ESA and the commercial. And imagine leaders in the US would love to go visit and support you guys in Cairo and then you guys come to the United States and Europe as well. Some kind of, in-person or online fellowship or research program would be quite exciting.
Okay, so we have a camera system which can see a hyperspectral data cube. And this hyperspectral data cube gives us a lot of spectral signature for the vegetation and the water indices as well. And we use this to investigate how the climate is affecting the vegetation area in Egypt, especially for the water salinity for the vegetation area, and how this vegetation area is reduced each year by a specific percentage. And we are targeting from this research to fly a CubeSat that carries out this mission with hyperspectral capabilities, equipped with our machine learning and artificial intelligence. We hope that this mission can be very helpful for us and demonstrating our capabilities in building this space technology. One of the challenges also is to secure a data that can help us and help other ministries and the government decision support system in Egypt to help the decision makers make a good decision, especially for the water management and the irrigation systems in Egypt. And this research is being carried out, and we have just started, I think, a few months ago. We are very willing to share this with our partners from Africa.
Wonderful. We look forward to hopefully, you know, supporting and contributing sometime.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for your time today.